spirit right now.
Yes, Lord, we welcome you, Lord. We lift our voices. We open up our hearts to you, Holy Spirit. Oh, you are the worthy one. You are the worthy one. We open up our hearts to you, Lord. 'Cause you are the worthy one. You are the worthy one. 'Cause it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less. It's only you we worship. It's only you we adore. Hallelujah, we sing heaven's song. We sing heaven's song. We sing heaven's song. Just permeate this place. Let your presence come, Lord. Let your presence come, Lord. We give praise unto you. We give praise unto you. Oh, we join with the angels now. We join with the angels now in worship to you, King of glory. To you, King of Majesty, we say welcome. We cry out welcome. We say welcome. Welcome, King of Glory. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Oh, we welcome you, Jesus. Oh, we welcome you, Jesus. Oh, 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 from your heart to the Lord our God. Oh, 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 you are here, Jesus. You are here, Jesus. You are here, you are here. You're here to meet with us. You're here to meet with us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just center our hearts on you right now, Lord. We just center our hearts on you, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause you're gathered, the angels are gathered around your throne. You're welcomed by a melody. It's an anthem I've always known, a song to our King. Oh, yeah, oh, we sing. We sing out a new song. We sing out a new song. straight to you, straight to you. Gathered at the highest throne, welcomed by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you. A million angels fall face down on the floor, all to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar, forever echo, holy are you, Lord. All to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar, ever echo, holy are you, Lord. A million angels fall face down on the floor, all to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar, forever echo, down on the floor, all to echo, holy. heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar. Oh, echo holy. A million angels fall face down on the floor, all to echo holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar. Forever echo holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. We sing worthy. We sing worthy is your name. Is your name. We sing worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. You are. Fall face down on the floor, all to echo holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar. Forever echo holy are you, Lord. A million angels fall face down on the floor, all to echo holy are you, heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar, with all of heaven roar. My heart can't help but sing, my heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar. And the elders surround your throne, they cry holy, they cry holy. 24 their crowns before your face, they cast their crowns at your feet. At your feet we bow, here at your feet in surrender, I surrender. Oh, I surrender. Lord, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender. Holy Spirit, I surrender. Forever holy, forever worthy you are. Jesus, you desire holiness in the inward parts. So here we are, we present ourselves a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice. A million angels fall face down on the floor, all to echo holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven roar. Forever echo holy are you.
Just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this morning, for this time to worship and gather together and give you praise and honor. It's our delight. So we just come right now with thankful hearts, with grateful hearts, to just be in your presence, to worship you, to sing with our voice, to be intentional, and just run after you as you pursue us. All hail, King Jesus. All hail, the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail, King Jesus. All hail, the Savior of the world. All hail, King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. There was a moment when the lights went out, when death had claimed its victory. The King of love had given up his life. The darkest day in history. There on a cross he made for sinners. For every curse your blood atoned. One final breath and it is finished, but not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens roared.
Confess that you are Lord. Lift up your shout. Let us join with all of heaven singing holy. Let every knee come bow before the King of Kings. Let every tongue confess that you are Lord. Lift up your shout. Let us join with all of heaven singing holy. We sing holy. We cry holy. We sing holy.
bow before the King of Kings. Let every tongue confess that you are Lord. Lift up your shout. Let us join with all of heaven singing. Holy. We sing holy. Let every knee can bow before the King of Kings. Let every tongue confess that you are Lord. Lift up your shout. Let us join with all of heaven singing. Holy, you are holy. You are holy. You are. You are holy. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All there's a dance that's in your children. You've given us the rhythm. Now we're stirring up the heavens. Bring the rain. There's a dance that's in your children. You've given us the rhythm. Now we're stirring up the heavens. Bring the rain. Bring the rain. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Cause there's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. 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 We strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Come on. Strike the
ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. The strength and ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Cause there's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. 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 We're raising up. And we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness. Our hearts are crying out. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Cry out for the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain.
We strike the ground on the wells of revival.
Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. We strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness all over the world. And we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness. And we're raising up righteousness. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom comes in power. Send the rain. Our hearts are crying out. We need to see you now. Your kingdom come in power. Send the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, come and strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Bring the rain. Bring the rain. Oh Lord, bring the rain. Oh, we strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. We strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Strike the ground on the wells of revival. Burst forth, burst forth. Cause there's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're tearing down wicked principalities. There's a war going on in the heavenlies, and we're raising up righteousness. 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 Cause I see Satan fall like lightning. And I see Jesus. You're lifted high, you're lifted high. Fear can't stop us now. Death can't stop us now. We go forth in victory by the blood of the Lamb. I see Satan fall like lightning. But I see Jesus. You're lifted higher, lifted high. Fear can't stop me now. Death can't stop me now. We go forth in victory by the blood of the Lamb. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Oh, bring the rain. For the mighty harvest, bring the rain. In every nation, Lord, bring the rain. We want to see your kingdom come. Bring the Spirit, the reign of your glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring the rain, Lord. We just thank you. Let's just join together. Right here it says, I see Satan fall like lightning. That was what Jesus declared, that Satan was defeated. And Jesus is the one who's lifted high. Fear can't stop us. Death can't stop us. We go forth in victory. Why? The blood of the Lamb. That's right, body. So let's declare this again. Let's declare this over our families. Let's declare this over the world, over Stark County. So this goes to the nations, because it's every tribe, every tongue that's going to be set free, that's going to declare the name of Jesus. So let's just, one more time, let's just declare that out, if we could, Mike.
Every tribe and every tongue.
Strike the ground and bring the rain.
Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe, every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Every tribe and every tongue, strike the ground and bring the rain. Whoa. Bring the rain of your spirit, 'cause you're the living word, you're the living word. You're the living word. Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So just prophetically, I love it when we just come together as a body and agree. We're just going to strike the ground. I just want to strike the ground for different things. We want to make a declaration first. We're going to strike the ground for revival in our families. So let's just take, we're going to strike the ground. Just take it. In Jesus' name, we strike the ground. For our families, Lord, we strike the ground. For the nations. For the nations, Lord. Father, we strike the ground for revival in Stark County, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just strike the ground for revival, Lord, that you'd pour out your revival spirit in our hearts, for our hearts. Strike the ground in our hearts, Lord, that we would be on fire for you, that we would be in love with you more and more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for wells of revival inside of us. It's the Spirit of the living God in us. Rivers of living water flowing out of us. Yes, Lord, strike the ground revival in our hearts too, Lord, that we would overflow, that we would be an example and a witness wherever we go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, for revival. Lord, we just agree for revival throughout the nations. From our hearts to the nations, Lord, revival. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do it again. Continue to pour out your spirit, Lord. Even as we have this week where we've just been dedicating time of prayer to you, Lord, and just lifting up your name, worshiping you, Lord. Lord, that you're affecting change in our lives, in this area, Lord, and beyond. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We continue to strike the ground, all because of the blood of you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lawrence, if you want to come up, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You can always tell when we're in 24/7 week. It's almost like the atmosphere is saturated before we even get into it. I love, 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 love the worship, love having opportunities to go before the Lord. I'm going to have a passage here for us to step into communion, but before I do that, just praying about what the Lord wanted to do this morning with communion and with everything. And usually my heart and my desire is to take communion and just simply focus on communion itself. Today I felt like the Lord, he gave me a word for this morning, and the word was reset, just one simple word, reset. And I believe that the Lord is going to take that into communion in a minute, but I just felt like the Lord is just taking us into a place where he wants to reset everything that we've been warring against and that we've battled through into victory. And what I mean by that, by reset, is just reposition our hearts into a place where we're standing before the throne room of grace. He wants to reposition our hearts so that we are actually standing. And that's the beautiful thing about communion, is that we are taking our heart's position and we're actually resetting them and resetting our focus to be before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so as we're stepping into communion today, I just want to take a moment and just allow the Lord to reset our hearts. That no matter where you're at, no matter where you're at with the Lord, no matter where you're at with the season that you're in, we've experienced some incredible victories and some incredible breakthroughs. I believe that just this morning we have some people that are celebrating being newlyweds. We've got one new baby in the house. And that's just two things. I know that there's actually several more things that we're celebrating. But when we're in a season of breakthrough and celebration, one of the greatest things that we can do is take that celebration, take that rejoicing back before the Lord. And so we reset everything. And we just put our focus back on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That whether we're rejoicing and celebrating a breakthrough or we're battling and contending for a breakthrough, that in all things, our eyes are set upon the King of Glory. And so, Father, we just pray this morning that our eyes would be set upon you. That there would be a reset, Lord, a repositioning of our hearts back before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to read in Luke 22, the account of the Lord's Supper. I'm going to start in verse 14. It says, "When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he said, 'Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now or until the kingdom of God comes.' And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood.'" And there's something very beautiful and interesting about this passage that the Lord was highlighting to me. One, I think that's probably got to be one of the first times we hear that term, new covenant. Anytime we look at scriptures, we think of old covenant and new covenant. But if you think about it, this is the moment where there's actually that shift that's beginning to happen from the old covenant to the new covenant. Why were they originally gathered there? It was because of the Passover. Because of what the Lord did for the Israelite people when they created the Passover lamb, the sacrifice that was made. And what was Jesus doing? He was establishing himself as the Passover for all of us. Right? And so you have these people who are gathered here in this moment, and the purpose of the initial gathering is to look back and remember. And what is Jesus doing? He's looking forward to the cross. And what I believe that the Lord is saying in this reset word is this idea is that so many times we look at the past. We get stuck staring at what's happened to our past, and we use that to identify ourselves while the Lord is looking forward. Now, what's the power in looking forward is that the enemy hasn't already done something to you to create a lie inside that's going to stop you from moving forward towards your destiny. So the Lord is looking into the future saying, "I'm paying this price for you. That this price is being paid so that you are no longer identified by the past." And so in this moment where they've gathered in communion, while they are looking back and remembering, Jesus is looking forward. What's happening? He's seeing us through the lens of the sacrifice that's been made for you to be made whole and complete. Every single one of us have an opportunity. If we know Jesus, if we have asked Jesus into our hearts, every single day we have an opportunity to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and reset. To reset before the King who paid the great price. And now he's looking forward at your destiny. If we just take a minute and think of the freedom that comes with recognizing that when we look forward, we're looking through the lens of a price that's been paid. I am no longer identified by my past. I am no longer held captive by the things that I have done wrong because the price has been paid. I can now look forward at the cross and experience the freedom that I was created for. So we're going to do a reset this morning, and I'm going to take a minute and we're just going to pray for the Lord to release his glory, but I also believe that he wants to release his healing and his restoration upon each and every one of us. And so, Father, as we take this communion this morning, as we gather today, Lord, as I believe you're bringing us into this beautiful place where we're just allowed by your grace to reset. Lord, that we would look at that cross, Father. And in Luke, you said to do this in remembrance of me. Father, that every single person here, if we are looking back, the only thing that we see is the cross. That the only thing that we would see if we look back is the beautiful price that you paid at the cross. And then we would begin to look forward into the destiny that you've created us for. A freedom that can only come with knowing you, with knowing the great price that you paid at the cross. That you willingly and joyfully chose to go to the cross. And that by your body being broken and your blood poured out, that I can experience a freedom a grace, a peace, a joy that surpasses all understanding. So Lord, we're going to take this communion, we're going to break this bread, we're going to drink this drink in remembrance, Father God. But as we do it, Father, I just pray for a fresh outpouring of your presence, Lord. That where people are contending for a healing, where people are contending for restoration, Father God, that your spirit would move supernaturally in those places. If you are contending for a healing right now, if you are contending for any type of touch from the Holy Spirit, whether it's restoration in your household, restoration in your workplace, restoration in your destiny, I just pray in Jesus' name that in the taking of this communion, we reset ourselves and we allow the Spirit of God to pour out his presence and supernaturally touch lives. If you have a sickness, if you have a body part that you are contending for a healing, put your hand on it right now. In Jesus' name, we release your healing anointing to flow through this place. That in the breaking of the bread, in the drink, Father God, we find healing. We find restoration, Lord. That you are able to reset our bodies. You're able to reset our spirits, Father God. That in all of those things, there is full restoration available. So we look to you. We say, have your way, Lord. And we celebrate. We celebrate the communion. We take this bread as a representation of the body that was willingly broken for me. In remembrance of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the drink, Lord. The sacrifice, Father, of your blood being poured out, paying that great price for our restoration, for our healing. And in taking the drink, Lord, we look to you and we receive every benefit that you've stored up in heaven for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just take a minute, Lord, and just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Focus on the cross this morning. And we would rejoice. We would celebrate. We would battle. Thank you, Lord. restoration. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe I'm going to invite Ashley up for something.
Yes, so as was mentioned, this week is 24/7 worship and prayer. So we have stations set up in the back for prayer stations of different areas just to pray over, like the church, the globe, business, family, education, and many others back there. So I just encourage everyone here to be able to have a chance to go back there and check out what's there and just be able to pray out what is on the tables, pray out for God's heart for these different areas. And there's journals in the back as well, if the Lord shows you anything, to be able to write them down so we can continue praying into those. But as it says up here, we've been going since Friday at 9 p.m. and we'll be going until Friday at 9 p.m. And so this place will be open here 24/7. You can come and go. There'll be worship playing, and we'll have specific worship times live from 7 to 9 p.m. and from 2 to 4 a.m. for the rest of this week. So come, just be in his presence, go after his heart with us together. It's been an incredible, precious time and just anointed time to step in and go after his heart. So Everett, if you want to go to the next one then. We also have morning prayer for the men on Zoom. So if you want to find out more information, you can talk to Lawrence about that from 7 to 8 a.m. The next one. We also have women's prayer on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. So you're welcome to talk to Ashley Miller, who's in the back over here. If you want to be a part of that, we'll be on Zoom as well. And then on Mondays, on the next one, we have Impact at the high school. So that is right after school on Mondays, and we have a small group there that we meet together with that's student-led, and the students are teaching, and we just love the high schoolers. Anyone in Jackson that you know can come and be a part of that. Next one. We also have our Fire and Wind service, as every week we have Tuesday nights here at the house from 7 to 9 p.m., so you're all welcome to be a part of that. Next one. And then on Thursday at the middle school, we have Impact for those at Jackson Middle School, right after school on Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Next one. And then on Thursday evenings as well, right after that, we have our wonderful pastors on the Brazil live stream connected with Pastor Juseo in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Mama Inez is also helping translate those times. So you can tune in on Iris Sao Paulo's live or Instagram to watch that live stream every Thursday night. Next one. And then this Friday, we have healing rooms here at this house, so you're welcome. If you know anyone who's in need of physical healing, to come to this place from 7 to 8:30 to be able to receive and prayer and see God move in healing and touch their bodies. We've seen miraculous things through this time, so if you know anyone, invite them to come out here from 7 to 8:30 this Friday. Next one. I believe it's the last one. Yes, last but not least, we have Relentless Pursuit coming up October 26th through 29th. We have many pastors from around the world coming here, our beloved friends and ministry partners, just coming, and we know they are so powerful, so anointed, and we just want to be here and be ready to receive what he has for us, as well as just share it around Instagram, Facebook. There are posts that are out. There's an event that is made to be able to get this word out. So that will be here at this house from the 26th to the 29th, and more information will be coming on that later. Amen.
Okay, Kingdom Kids, Kingdom Young Warriors. It's your time. I love the noise of children. I used to be an elementary teacher. You have to love the noise of children as they're learning. And what better to have kingdom learning going on? A little bit of noise. Think of those people in the desert. It's a lot of noise. Animals, stuff going on. Father, we thank you, God. We are offering ourselves to you today, Lord. There may be some not so welcome noises in our hearts. We want to see you quiet them, Lord. Just like it's quieting back there. We want your Holy Spirit to come in, Father. And help us be still before your word. Still before you as you teach us. We're tuning into only your channel right now. We're receiving only your signal right now. All distractions, all noise of the heart quieted. We let your voice speak to us. Beyond what the speaker says, we want to hear your voice, Holy Spirit. Some this morning are listening to a speaker's voice in the many platforms for the kingdom in this area of Stark County, and we want to be ones that go beyond listening to the speaker and hear the Holy Spirit. That's a much more powerful voice, much more convicting voice, much more changing voice when he speaks to us. He changes us. We rely on you, Holy Spirit. We put out the welcome mat for you to come in and teach us today. Go ahead. You have the freedom. We volunteer to hear from you. We volunteer to be convicted by you. We volunteer to give in wholly and holy to your ability to change us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray you receive the worship that was lifted up today. You are worthy, and we're in your presence. We're in your presence, in Jesus' name. Amen. Years ago, I gave a message similar to this one, many years ago. And there were several that came up and said, "Wow, you should write a book on that message. You should produce materials just on that message. That is an empowering, changing, incredible message." Years later, one of the couples that came up left and said we were false everything. This is the quietest it's been all morning. Look at this. They left and said, you're false, basically. Didn't want to talk to us. Many incredible things happened in their lives. And yet, they forgot about this message from the Holy Spirit. It wasn't from me. The title of the message, I stole it from somebody. We steal revelation all the time. We steal phrases. It's easy to do that. It's hard to walk it out. But when we walk it out, it's empowering. It changes our lives. It changes our lives. So the title of the message is Operating in the Opposite Spirit. Some of you are familiar with that kind of phrase. You might even be familiar with that kind of teaching. It's not revolutionary because it's all in the Bible. It's from the Bible. But it can absolutely, totally change our lives. If we can listen to the Holy Spirit and step into operating in the opposite spirit, it changes everything. Think about some opposite spirits in the Bible. Flesh versus spirit. Faith versus fear. Truth versus lies. Old man versus the new man. And it goes on and on and on. Not long ago, we had a message out of the book of Numbers. It was about the spies going into the promised land. 12 spies went in. 12 spies came out. And they gave the report to the people. I mean, they're spies. They're supposed to report. They're supposed to give what they saw, what they experienced in this promised land that God was going to give. After we become believers, we have a promised land that we can live out. And we can we hear from spies, they're called witnesses. Before we enter that promised land, we hear from other people their experience with Jesus, what it was like. Some say it's so hard to be a Christian. And others come back and say, oh, it's just so amazing, so wonderful to be a Christian. And we hear those spies before we become believers or before we become radical believers. If we listen to certain spies, you would think that it's not really that great being a Christian. You face persecution. You go through so many things where you just don't line up with God. You feel like you fail more than you are victorious. You listen to other Christians and they're saying, I'm gaining from glory to glory every step of the way. And yeah, there's challenges, but Holy Spirit is empowering me from glory to glory. So we have spies that speak to us from the promised land today after we are born again. But the ones back in Numbers, they came and they said, 10 of them said, oh, we can't go there. Now, this is after God told them that they needed to go there. Said it would be a place flowing with milk and honey. 10 spies came back that were representing the people stepping into the promised land. They get the first view of the promised land, and they come back with a negative report. Now, I know you've never heard a negative report in the church. because we're enjoying the promised land, right? We never hear a negative report from anybody. They gave the negative report, 10 of them, the majority, if they voted in America. And the election wasn't stolen. Then it would be 10 to 2. Only Joshua and Caleb had different eyes. In fact, the Bible says in Numbers 14:24 that Caleb was of a different spirit, and that includes Joshua. They were together. Two guys came back and said, "What are you talking about? We can take this. We can take this territory. We can live this life. We can go forward like God said. We can stand on his promises, stand on his word. Say yes and amen to what God has for our destiny as a people. Let's go. Let's go." The others came and they said, "Oh no, we are grasshoppers. We are nothing but grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. We will be stomped. That's what you do with a grasshopper. You get stomped, squished." Caleb and Joshua were thinking they can't wait to start the war. They're warriors in the spirit. They're of a different spirit. They're of God working in their lives fully, completely. In fact, it says in the verse about Caleb, he was fully given to God. Why didn't he see himself as a grasshopper? Because he was fully given to God. When we're fully given to God, we can step into being warriors. We can step into our full destiny. When it's choices, flesh versus spirit, we choose the spirit. When it's faith versus fear, we choose faith. Truth versus lies, we want the truth. When it's old man versus the new man or redeemed man, we want to walk in being the new man. And we know we can't do it. We can't do it. But the Holy Spirit's power within us can allow us to do it. We can be more successful than we are unsuccessful. Because operating the opposite spirit doesn't have a lot to do with us other than we die. We submit. We rejoice in being a living sacrifice for God. We relish the opportunity to say yes to God and no to my preferences, my desires, my way, my thoughts. God says, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways." We should always want to listen to his voice then, right? If he's always higher, we're never higher. We just submit. We just say, "Yes, God." Even if we don't understand. Because part of operating in the opposite spirit, of course, is having our spirit made alive in Christ rule over our soul, mind, will, and emotions. Our mind will argue with God. It's true. Our emotions will get excited about the wrong things, or they will give in to the wrong things. They're just easily moved around, emotions. Easily influenced. Doesn't take much to influence our emotions. An ice cream cone can influence our emotions. Especially on a hot day. In Jackson Township, everyone knows where the ice cream places are. And our emotions kind of get excited about it, and our emotions start to affect our body, and our body starts to salivate over that waffle cone. Black cherry. With the cherry chunks in it. Taking up part of the place of the ice cream, but I don't care. Gotta have the cherry chunks. Our emotions just easily go to there. It goes there. I'm there now. I'm not even here. I'm at Handel's, in line, whether they're open or not. So operating in an opposite spirit, emotions have to be under control of the Holy Spirit. Our mind has to be captured, our thoughts, by Christ. Our will, powerful. Our will is powerful, right? And God allowed it to be powerful. He's not afraid of the fact that we have choice of the will. Because when we choose for Him, it's empowering. Incredibly empowering. Addictions can fall off. Pain can be healed. Lives completely transformed. They don't even look like what they did before. Not at all. People can be going to the nations. And they always just, growing up, they thought, you know, I want to help somebody sometime when I'm not too selfish. And suddenly the Holy Spirit comes in, transforms their life, and they want to go there, or they want to go to the streets, or they want to help their neighbor, or they want to serve a person they've heard of that is hurting or has a physical need, or an elderly person. And don't look at me. I'm not there yet. Not there yet. Not there yet. Mind, will, and emotions, when it's under the power of the Holy Spirit, wow. We suddenly become submissive to God. That's such a big deal. Back in the day when I was growing up as a young believer, they thought the highest was lordship. It's good. It is good. But so much of it, it seemed back then, was you make the choice to make Jesus Lord. Put Him on the throne. They didn't say you needed the Holy Spirit's power to do that. Oh, every step of the way. They mentioned the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, when they baptized. Very good. But they didn't often teach on the power of the Holy Spirit to live out the life that is operating in the opposite spirit, because that spirit is the Holy Spirit. And He has to rule. We have to hear Him. We have to let Him bring this revelation of the word to life in our life so we live it out. And suddenly when I realized I can't just say I'm going to do something. I can't just say, Jesus, You are Lord, and I'm going to follow You. I failed miserably at that. And I still, was in the faith. Still was in church, still doing good things. But I was failing at really seeing the destiny, the big destiny that the Holy Spirit had for my life. Until I realized His power. He's the opposite spirit that I need to align with. In order to receive His power, in order to have Jesus as my Lord, in order to have the Spirit went out over the flesh, faith over fear, truth over lies, old man over, or new man over old man. Each of us has an opportunity to hear the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit visits us in a service, and we weren't even expecting it. He's that gracious. We should be seeking Him, but sometimes He seeks us out like a missile. and he heals our arm when we're in a service. And we're sitting there going, he loves me that much? That happened last week. In a service. He just seeks us out. I love you. I love you. Let me give you a gift to show you. No one knows what's going on with you except me. But I just love you that much. Talk about a boost. Can you raise your arm today? Can you raise it up right now so they know who this happened to? So they know I'm not just Buffalo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, this was an arm in an accident, am I right? Okay, this isn't just like, oh, I woke up today, I got a little ache and pain. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise for entering into a service like this and doing what you want to do in us far beyond what we can imagine or what we can think. We love that about you. You just want to show us you love us so much to help us, to empower us to live in an opposite spirit. In order to respond to God, we must, and his word, we must respond when he speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. In these days, he's promised it's going to increase the communication. You should be jumping up and down right now. Why aren't you? He's going to increase his communication to us. How many have had a vision or dream in the past week? Raise your hand. Raise them high. You're supposed to be, you know, happy about it. Okay, a little higher. Okay, stand up. Stand up. Stay up for a second. Okay, now it doesn't mean that the rest of us are lacking because you're next. You're next. Be encouraged. You're next. Okay, you can be seated. Thank you for jumping right up. That was awesome. What is going on in these days? If this many people in a church service have had a healing or during the week, they've had a vision, a dream, a picture. Or they've had a revelation of the Word of God. That would have been all of you that were in the Word of God this week. I'm sure he was faithful to give you a revelation. And we could have had you stand. And it would have been a much bigger group that was standing. What's he doing? He's engaging with us. Just what we need. Just what we need. His engagement with us. So any of us that are walking around going, oh, woe is me, God has left me out, that's just not the truth, is it? That's that truth versus lies, and we can easily go in here and see a Mary in the New Testament minding her own business, just loving God, and suddenly into her midst, into the midst of her. Comes an angel revealing things. Was she expecting that? What if that happens to you this week? There's nothing that's limited by God, right? Mary was, by all reports, a teenager. And he chose her specially for something that she had no idea was coming. This may be your week. He reveals to you some of the destiny of the rest of your life. It might be through the Word of God. It might be through a dream, vision, picture, word. He's unlimited in the way he communicates to us. Aren't you glad? There was a time when the church, much of the church, was very, very shook up about someone saying they had a vision. They would run to that person and they would say, you can't rely on that. You can't rely on that. That could have been your own thoughts. That could have been your own deal. And sometimes it is. But if you are a Christian that cares, if you want what God wants, then you'll check it with him. Lord, is this from you or from me? I've had some pretty good pizza dreams. And I had some better God dreams. Which is it? Did I eat too much dark cherry, black cherry ice cream? Is that why I'm having this dream? Or is it you? And you can identify, and he allows you to be childlike in your identification. And if you make a mistake, he'll help you with that. But we were afraid for much of my Christian life in the past of dreams and visions. And now I realize I stepped out of a career as a teacher after 25 years based on a dream and a couple of visions. What? I stepped out of General Motors when I worked for them. Don't worry, I was a little man on a totem pole. I wasn't up there in, you know, management. But it wouldn't have mattered. I received a revelation from God. I didn't have another job, and I stepped out on a vision. I had to walk around with my spiritual mentor around the block. I said, I believe I'm going to be stepping out of my job based on a revelation I had, kind of a vision, kind of a, if you will, nudging of the Holy Spirit. He said, let's take a walk around the block. As I explained to him what happened to me, I think he was a man of the word, so he looked into the word, I think, in his spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit came to him and just said, all that time in the word, what did you run across? Visions, pictures, dreams. Yes, and of course, the word of God is filled with those, and God speaking to people to direct them. We got done with the walk around the block. He was Dutch Reformed, which, you know, isn't normally one you think of as on the radical edge of dreams, visions, and pictures. And I'm having one. And he said, you need to do this. God has done his part. You need to do yours. So think of that. Your dream or vision wouldn't be just for you. It could influence someone to get closer to God, to see a whole new aspect of God, and they might be a mentor over you in the past. You will stretch people. You might stretch your parents. You might stretch your grandparents. You might stretch your children. You don't know who you're going to affect by walking out in an opposite spirit what God has in mind for you. Incredible power in that. I want to read some scriptures. You mind if I read some scriptures? I think they'll be up here too. I don't know. Mine are in the NASB, so I don't know what you chose back there. But Galatians 5:16-18. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another. You see the opposite part here? So that you may not do the things that you please. What if I ran to the ice cream store every day and then I couldn't stand it? I had to go twice a day. What I please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The Spirit thing is not a law thing, is it? I'm going to make a law out of this even though I'm being led. I'm constantly being led. Oh, well, the law must be that I have to do it. That's where we've gotten off the rails in the church. We should desire it. Relish in it, love it, say, Holy Spirit, do some more. I'm receiving from you. I am changing because of you. I am becoming who you want me to be in Jesus, and I'm looking more like him. smelling more like him, relishing in that. And those that do, they go to the nations, they go to the streets, they want to affect other people's lives, they want to give, they want to serve, they want to love, but they're not doing it out of, okay, God, mark it down up there. Mark it down on your little list. I did something else nice for somebody. I lent them my wrench, not wrist. I'm thinking of Mary Pat praying for a wrist. Can't lend someone your wrist, not too easily. But you can lend them a wrench. Or a lawnmower. I gave up my lawnmower for a whole week. Look at me, God. That won't get us very far, will it? But if we say, Jesus, this is for you. You're the top. You're the highest. You're the greatest. You're worthy. You're all that we worshiped about this morning. You're everything, and you're beyond it. He keeps expanding in our vision who he is, how big he is, how powerful he is, how he can do such miracles in places that we might have given up on miracles. Don't you love that about him? If we stay drawing near to him, he draws near to us. And when he draws near in overwhelming power and presence. There's an increase in what's being offered in worship this week. Several of us were in the back last night just discussing that. We're like, there's some singing going on that's beyond the people's skills. There's some guitar playing going on, and drummers when we have them. drumming going on that's beyond the normal. Is that allowed? That God goes beyond our skills? If we're giving more and more to Holy Spirit, and we say, Holy Spirit, this is all yours, this worship, lead it, guide it, empower it, strengthen it, bring your presences in. There's no limit to that. We've just begun to find out what God will do when we submit ourselves to him, when we offer ourselves to him. Don't you think? Don't you think? You're a son or daughter of the King. You've just tasted. You've just begun to taste what that means. Isn't that fun? Doesn't that jazz you a little? If this is just the beginning, and some of us are already experiencing dreams and visions and pictures, and the rest of you already promised it to you, because God did. Think what that means. When we put all that together, when we weave all that together as the body of Christ, when we each take our place, whatever place it is, whatever place God decides, and we relish in it, we love it, because we're operating in that spirit of, I want to be who you want me to be, God. I want to take my place. I want to see what you have for your destiny, for me, for my family, for my household, for my tribe, for that tribe working with other tribes in Canton and surrounding area. Unity. And power coming out of Stark County towards the nations, towards the streets of Canton, Alliance, Akron. Have we given up? No. Do we know it's the last days? Yes. Will there be some perilous times coming? Absolutely. But will there be some incredible miracles in the midst of that to bring in the last time's harvest? Absolutely. I'm volunteering. Okay, I've got 3 hands. 4, 5, 6. They're increasing. They're increasing. All right. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Sermon on the Mount, right? This is so convicting. Wow. Because it's all opposite spirit. It's opposite to what our flesh would normally do. You want to sue me? I'll get a better lawyer. Right? That's the world way. You hurt me? I'll hit you harder. Right? Jesus says, take the hit. Ask me how you can bless them. What? I can't do that, God. He says, I know. That's why I died on the cross for your sin. Get that out of the way. Raised, or 3 days in the tomb, raised from the death in power, went to heaven so I could send you the Holy Spirit. Because you need that power in you to even come close to living this out in your life. Turning the other cheek to people that have hurt you. Forgiving people who have hurt you. Can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Luke 6, 27 through 31. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. To live like this, we need the Holy Spirit, because there's obviously nuances to all of this. And how do you go about this in an individual situation? It takes us on our faces. It takes us in the presence. To be in the presence, it takes us to learn from the Spirit of God. And it can't be a once-a-week message from the front of a church, can it? We have to engage him individually during the week. And quit saying to yourself, well, I don't read the Bible enough. I don't pray enough. Don't tell him how weak you are. He already knows it. I guess that goes against other messages I've given. Tell him how weak you are and get it settled in you. He already knows how weak you are. Tell him how weak you are. Make a statement. I am weak, God. I don't intend to be weak. I want to be strong in you. I'm going to step towards my Bible instead of saying, I never read my Bible. I never read my Bible. I never pray. Instead of doing that, go in the opposite spirit. Quit talking the stuff that you're not doing. Start talking the stuff that you should be doing. And you'll do it because he'll empower it. He loves to empower it. You, to read your Bible, you need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? And that means you have to receive his power. You see why we're so powerless? We're not relying on the Holy Spirit to even read his word. We're thinking we can do it. We can't do... Wow, that was... Let me try that again. We can do... Nothing. Isn't that empowering? We're weak. Let's just admit it. I'm weak. I don't know how many times a week I say I'm weak. Two different spellings, but how many times a week do I say I'm weak? It's a good thing. And that, don't stay there. Say, now make me strong. I get up on the worship stage. I don't know how I look. Maybe confident. Well, he's done this a million times. He's been up there. You know, he knows what he's doing. Oh, he's worshiped since 1980, leading people in worship. Oh, he knows what he's doing. You know what I say? I'm weak, God. I need your strength. I need your strength. I need you to come in and take over here. It doesn't matter how many years of leading worship you have under your belt. It doesn't matter. That worship service should be given to God. That moment should be given to Him, not taken by our experience or, well, I've sung out in the prophetic before. This isn't a new thing for me. Any pride will stain the worship of God. Any pride. Why was Satan kicked out of heaven? Stained the worship of God. It's a holy thing to be allowed to lead worship. So I was telling Mike this week, my favorite worship leader, favorite of all time, is the one leading worship at the moment that I'm in worship. They're my favorite worship leader of all time because I know what the enemy would like to do. Take them out. Take them out. He'd like to take worship from this place. Every worshiper in here that comes up on this platform should be saying to God, I am weak. I need you to make me strong. Because some are losing their heart for worship. They're starting to compare where they have in the past and it's come back. Or they've lost the fact that it's such a privilege. And so that's why we struggle sometimes with having full worship teams, things like that. Oh, well, people have schedules. That's true. But people have always had schedules. So just a challenge there to go before God. Is my schedule, my life, more important than giving out worship for you? And some of you have made such sacrifice to be part of this week. This morning, there were sacrifices up here on the worship platform so that we all could be brought into worship by those people. Thank you for making the sacrifice. I didn't mean to make such a strong boom, you know, that people are losing heart in worship. That was supposed to be my minor point. My major point is there are people making sacrifices to come up and lead the rest of us into worship. Are we showing up to show our appreciation to God? We have a whole week. Enter in at some point. Maybe beyond the normal scheduled times. Just an encouragement there from Papa. Matthew 5, 3 through 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit. This is, again, Sermon on the Mount. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Do you know stepping into the opposite spirit, operating in the opposite spirit, brings incredible reward? It's not you just being the doormat for someone. They get to take your shirt. Who gives a rip? They're taking a material thing from us. They think they're getting somewhere. We have eternal glory that's going to be. And it can happen now. What's he want? Heaven to come to? Heaven to come to? Heaven to come to? So that means it can start now. We don't wait. Reward even starts now. You get some persecution, but there's reward. Incredible reward. Opposite spirit, living in the opposite spirit, allowing your flesh to win, or sorry, your spirit empowered by the Holy Spirit to win out over your flesh. Incredible reward. You want your love purified? Let the Holy Spirit empower you to win out over what your flesh would normally do. That should be a song. Let the Holy Spirit empower you to win out over what the flesh would normally do. And you are pleasing God. You are pleasing God. There's no better thing in this life than to please God. I thought I'd get one amen. There's nothing better in this life than to please God. I love that. The unity of it. Especially on the M-E-N. Amen! Just powerful. There's reward. That's at the beginning, by the way, of the Sermon on the Mount. He started with, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Then he lays out the details. Now, that's the way people work, you know, better. If they hear how God's going to bless them, it works better when they hear the details on the contract or the actual covenant. When they hear the details, right? We went over some of the details. Die to yourself. Die to yourself. Die to yourself. Die to yourself. That's the details. But you're going to be blessed, 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 blessed. It's worth it, but don't do it for the blessing. Do it for Jesus. The blessing comes as the overflow. All right, how about another one? Romans 8, 5 through 9. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. When we want to do our own way, live our own life, what do we set our attention on? What we want. And on Facebook, most of the people on there that I read just randomly, not Christians, of course, but the random people, and I'm not on there very often, but they're complaining that they're not getting their due. They deserve more. I deserve more. I should get more. Why aren't people paying attention to me more? For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. There couldn't be any more of a contrast, any more of an opposite than death versus life and peace. Not just life, but peace. But what if I'm in prison for the name of Christ? Life and peace. What if he gives me so much I have to give part of it away, like the rich young ruler? Life and peace. What if I don't have enough to really live on? I'm just barely getting along, and I need Jehovah Jireh every day to fill my plate with food. Life and peace. Doesn't change. Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile towards God. You ever wonder why sinners are so angry? What are you angry about? What are you so mad about? With people that are following God, or they don't believe that there are more than two genders. Why are you so mad about that? It's just a difference of opinion, right? Because they are hostile towards what God believes. You're just a person representing what God believes. So you get hit. But they're really hostile against God. When we're in the flesh, we're hostile against God. When we want our own way, our own little kingdom, we're hostile against God's kingdom, God's ways. Other people are just in the way because they're wanting to live for him. What are they doing that for? They're convicting me. For it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. It's all manifestations of the flesh. Does not subject itself to the law of God, not even able to do so. For those in the flesh cannot please God. Following our own pursuits, building our own little kingdom, walking in the ways we want to walk, don't please God. We already said the highest thing in life we can do is to please God. There's the opposite. We need the Spirit to do that. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Does the Spirit of God dwell in you, saints? Again, we need a little more of a, you know, kind of a jazzy yes. Saints, does the Spirit of God dwell in you?
Yes.
Does he dwell in you?
Yes.
Is he inside of you?
Yes.
Does he want to be anywhere else but inside of you?
No.
Well, he does, but that was a trick question. Because he doesn't want to be in a church building. This is just the place to house all the ones that have the temples. And he lives inside the temple of you. Think of all the beautiful church buildings. Some of the ones that the team to Poland saw when they were over there. Beautiful. Beautiful. But they walk in and they go, it's a beautiful building. Wow, this is a beautiful building. This is a real beautiful building. But the Spirit of God is not really wanting to be inside of a beautiful building that man has built. He wants to be inside of us. No matter how beautiful the building is, the people walking in better have him in their temple. That's where he wants to dwell. That's where he operates. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. One last one, and then we'll finish. Romans 8, 12 through 15. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. How many want to die to the old man? They want to die to the flesh. How many want to die to not raising your hand right now? I want to die to ice cream. Anything that pleases my flesh that doesn't please God, I want to die to. I've lost some arms here. Was it the ice cream? Shouldn't have put that on the list. Too challenging. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. Yay, die. Woo, thank you, Lord. I get to die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Oh, I get to die and live. I get to die and live just like you, Jesus. You died and you live. And you're praying for me. I need it. I need it. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Sons of God, daughters of God. Oh, to be called that? What a privilege. You walk into your next conference. And it's not a Christian conference. It's a conference for work or some conference you have to go to. I don't know. I can't think of something right now. You walk in and on your name tag, it says your name. Then it says, Daughter of God, underneath of it. That's your title. That's the one you want on there. You don't care if you're a salesperson or you're walking into the meeting and you're an attendee. That's too weak. You are a son of God, a daughter of God. And people look at that and they go, what's that mean? What's that about? That's my true title. I'm a salesperson for, you know, Purina Dog Chow, but my real title is Son of God, Daughter of the Most High. So I thought I'd put my real title on here today, because that's how God sees me. I want to see the look on that person's face. Don't you?
Yes.
Come on. That would be fun. In these days, they might say, I want that. We had one in a Tuesday service not long ago. I called people to the front in that service. It was his first time in church in forever. He walks and sits in the very front row wondering, what is going to happen now? Number one, I haven't been in church, and now they're calling you to the front. I thought you got to be as far in the back when you were new. Came to the front. The person that invited him said, if you go to church, I believe God is going to give you a word. And he must have thought to himself, what in the world is that? And maybe he wasn't even thinking of it when he was sitting there. But in these days, God is doing what people are just speaking out that they hear. Maybe just as a whisper. Oh, tell him, don't just tell him, invite him to church. Tell him when he gets there, you believe God is going to speak to him. Not every person's going to hear that, right? But this person heard that. They went ahead and spoke it out to him. He gets here. And there were many things shared from the front. Many things. But a child heard from God. And it worked out that that child was brought before him. Will you share your word with him? He said yes. Shared the word from the child to the guy that had been promised a word if he would show up in church. And when it was spoken to him, the adult involved said, does that mean anything to you? Is that you? Yes. That's me. And I need Jesus. So are you thinking this is going to be hard in the last days? Oh, there's going to be some tough things to it. But the harvest is white. We just have to believe it. They're there. Let's find them. Let's bring them with a spirit opposite of fear, even in sharing the gospel. Let's step forward with the gospel. Let's step forward with the word of God towards people. Wow, what will happen? Many will be blessed. They'll be able to step into that blessing of Matthew 5, the first section there. Blessing, 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 blessing. Don't you want to bring people into blessing and yourself? Father, we thank you, God, that you're so good to us today. You've already put an opposite spirit inside of us to everything that we are, or have been in the past at least. Now we're born again. We are a new man. We are a new creation. We're everything new. We're under a new covenant. Everything's new, new, new. Let us not walk like everything is old, old, old. Let us step into that opposite spirit. It's just Holy Spirit. Stepping into your voice, stepping into what you're saying to us, stepping into your love, stepping into the power to even live this Christian life. I admit, God, I'm weak. Say it easily to you. Now you make me strong. You help me live what I cannot live without humbling myself before you. I love you, Jesus. And I want to receive your power to actually show it. Thank you, God, that you are working in lives. Because there are many giving testimonies of hearing the Holy Spirit, stepping into the power of the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of revelation and the word of God, and situations are changing. Lives are changing. Healings are happening. Salvation is happening. Deliverance is happening, God. We step towards you. That's where the action is. Yes, Lord. We step away from what our flesh wants. We step into your spirit. It's a joyful thing that our joy might be full. That's what you've always desired. As we step towards your spirit, it's blessing, 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 blessing from your Sermon on the Mount and from everything else you tell us from your lips in Scripture. And then the Holy Spirit has picked up the same narrative and said, I will bless you with a close relationship with the living God if you'll walk in the opposite spirit. In other words, listen to me. I know what's happening, and it's not always ice cream, but it's definitely blessing. Father, we offer ourselves to you today in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Yes, Lord. Well, we have 24/7 prayer. Check the schedule if you don't know what's happening. And Tuesday night, we have fire and wind like normal in the midst of that schedule. Be blessed. Walk with Jesus this week. Amen.